94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
And we're back with Mike from Surrette Nature Center. We kind of covered what Surrette Nature Center is all about and, of course, some of the things that they're doing early November. So I want to pick up right where we left off, Mike. This is a pretty big one, I think. Nature book sale.
Yeah, it's a fun weekend for us. So we have a used nature book sale. So we already have a ton of books in that people have donated. And if people are looking to kind of clean out their library a little bit, you know, we'll take children's books, nature books, travel books, informational books. We will not take steamy romance novels or anything like that, you know, or magazines.
But, do they have to be like involved with nature somehow, or
yeah,
are you just calling it that, the nature?
Yeah, a little bit, you know. Maybe if it's just got a picture of a tree on the cover, that would work, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we have the sale going on November 18th and 19th during our business hours. People come in and find some really great books that need a new home at a really cheap price.
So. Yeah. So where do the proceeds for this go? Just back to the center?
It goes back to the center, really, to support our environmental education programs, our school trips, to keep them low cost for the schools.
So if you have books at home that you need to get rid of, take them to Surrette.
Yeah,
right?
we'll take them all the way up until the day of the event, pretty much.
Looks like books can be dropped off at the Nature Center anytime that you guys are open, right up to hopefully the 18th, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe you don't have books, but you want books. I'm just going to go over this again, Mike. This is November 18th and 19th is the book sale. So you can go there and purchase books Saturday from 9 to 5 on the 18th. And then on the 19th, which is Sunday, you can go between 1 and 5 p.m. Any other questions, call them 927-4832. All right. Looks like, what is the 23rd? Is that Thanksgiving? Claire closed.
Yeah, 23rd. Yep.
Side note, closed. They're closed on Thanksgiving. Don't go there. And then also December. Oh, you have a gift shop in December?
Yeah, we have a gift shop year-round, but in December, we have a sale for our members, so you get some money off. It's 10% off all the items in our bookstore. And then we have a lot of really cool specialty items. We have a lot of... you know, we have raw honey from local people. We have maple sugar candy.
That's the best.
We have.
If anybody wants to put maple sugar candy in my stocking, I would greatly appreciate that. Santa.
Yeah, it's. You get hooked on it when you're a little kid.
It's so good. Oh, yeah, great gifts to check out for Christmas. You know, head to the Nature Center. And then we have, what is Greens Workshop?
Yeah, so for people that want to make a wreath for the front door or a swag, we'll have all the supplies available, the green supplies. We have maybe some frames, but you might have to bring your own, or you have that option to bring your own frame. And then we'll show you how to put it together to make your own wreath, you know, and then... You just go ahead and have fun.
This makes me really excited because I love decorating for holidays. I love Christmas time and the smell of like the pine. And I love, this is fun.
Yeah, it's a good smell in our great room when this is going on with all the people making wreaths. It's a fun day.
This is Saturday, December 9th. It's at 2 p.m. Looks like it's $10. And that includes, of course, the greens to make your wreath and then the instructions. And it's extra if you do get the frames, wire, and ribbon, right?
Yep.
Or bring your own.
Yeah.
Okay. My mom is crazy about making wreaths out of ribbon. So I'm going to tell her about this and hopefully we can bring her ribbon along with her.
There you go.
So this is also something you'd bring your clippers as well. And you have to get registered to do this. So it's 269-927-4831. Again, 269-927-4831. This is happening.
3-2.
Oh, say it again. 927-4832. Did I say one?
Yes.
It's early. 927-4832. Okay, and I like this one because we have a lot of like arts and crafts things that happen, I think, here now with like the wine and canvas, but you never see any wreaths like this. It's different.
Yeah. We've been doing it for a long time. We have families that come back every year for this event. It's a great time. You know, we go out and collect lots of greens, so you have lots of choices.
Fresh.
Yeah, the smell in the room is pretty good that day, you know, from all the fresh greens in there.
It looks like you have your main man coming.
Yeah, Santa, one of my favorite days, Santa at Surrette, December 10th, which is a Sunday, and we'll start at 2:30 and go all the way to 4:30. We have crafts going on for that first half an hour. Santa shows up at 3, so the kids can see Santa. They can get, you know, give him their wish list for Christmas presents, you know, get their picture taken with them. And then after they visit, you know, we still have the crafts going on to 4:30. The crafts are low cost, Christmas themed, and they're either $1 or $2 per craft.
Yeah, so that is Sunday, December 10th. And I want to give a shout out. I know that the Santa that you have is pretty cool because he's like the old style Santa. Is that the right way to call that?
Yeah, yeah. He's kind of the European flair, you know, the official clothing.
It's not, he's not wearing a wig and he's not wearing a fake beard. This is like the real Santa.
Yep. Real deal beard, real hair. Yeah. Not like the mall Santa where you can pull off the beard. Yeah. This is the Santa.
Yeah. So again, if kids want to see Santa, go to Surratt Nature Center on December 10th. There's no need to get registered for this one. You can really just stop by.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And then of course for Christmas Eve and Christmas, Surratt will be closed. And then we have winter break, get out of the house activity. What's that?
Yeah. So for all the kids that are on their winter break and you know, they get a little stir crazy and the parents need to find something for them to do. We have plenty of opportunities at Surratt and we're doing a kind of a selfie scavenger hunt.
Okay.
So we'll post some pictures from different locations around the Nature Center. Mm-hmm. And so you just go out and take your picture at each of the locations. You come back in with your phone and show us the pictures on your phone. And if you find all five places, then you win a prize.
Okay, that's cool. Does this cost anything?
It's probably, if you're non-members, it'd just be the admission fee for the adults. If there's snow on the ground and you decide to snowshoe, then it'd be the snowshoe rental cost
as well.
That's
a good point. So that's happening every day from December 7th to January 2nd. Well, it's the 27th, 28th, 29th, and January 2nd, right?
Yep.
Okay. That's pretty cool. So who has to go out and take the pictures?
It's usually my coworker, Carolyn. Okay. She's kind of in charge of that one.
Yeah, maybe you just find like a unique spot or something with a cool background.
It's usually someplace pretty obvious, like one of our platforms.
Okay.
Or, you know, where there's a really big tree or by one of the ponds, something like that.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, relatively easy but challenging enough, you know, where you got to spend some time kind of figuring it out.
Yeah. Okay, now Mike, help me with the pronunciation of this. On December 31st, it's a Sunday, 8 a.m., you're doing your annual
Audubon Christmas Bird Count.
Okay, what is that?
So the Audubon Society, every year across the country, right, they do a bird survey where people go out and they count the actual number of birds that they see and they list the species. And then,
do they do that at school for some reason? I remember this. It's coming back to me.
Maybe, yeah. There's often schools that'll put out a feeder and they do a feeder count that day.
Okay.
And then you send all the information in on the Audubon website.
Okay.
And then you can see where birds are at any given time of the year across the country. And it's like a 2-week period where all the counts take place.
Oh, this is cool. So that way you at least know what's when and where.
Yeah. Yeah. So our count is the Coloma count. So it's around the Coloma area. And We're always looking for people that live in that area to be feeder counters at their house, and then we send teams out. And so if you're on a team, you go out, you have our circle is divided into about 6 or 7 sections, and then you're given a section, and then you drive all the roads in your section, and you count all the birds that you see or hear in that section, and you keep a
tally. Do you need to know what kind of bird it is?
It does help, okay. But if you don't have any clue, like you might know what a robin or a cardinal is, you know, if you can tell it's a bird, we can put you with somebody that has a little more identification.
My dad would be great at this
experience. So you can still kind of this is pretty cool, I want to check this out, but I don't know much about birds. We can put you with a knowledgeable birder and you can get the experience of doing a Christmas bird count.
If you like to bird watch too, this is perfect for you. So again, to get registered, 927-4832. Okay, and then also we have some pretty cool reminders that you have here as well. You can do the cross-country ski rental, right?
Yeah, we're busily getting all our ski trails ready. We have 8 miles of ski trails. And we have another 3 miles of snowshoe trails.
Yeah.
So we'll have, when there's snow in the wintertime, we'll have the rentals for both cross-country skiing and snowshoeing as well.
Do you think we will have snow by the end of this month this year?
The end of November? I don't know. Maybe in December.
Isn't it crazy how we've just hadn't had snow the last few years in this month or even December, really?
Last winter was pretty pathetic for snow. So I'm hoping for more snow so we can get all our school groups in skiing and have some good weekend rentals of skis and snowshoes.
Now for ski and of course the snowshoe rental, do we need to call ahead, just show up? What do you suggest?
Yeah, you can just show up. The skis, we have plenty of skis, snowshoes as well. With the snowshoes, we have about 12 pairs of the modern snowshoes, which is the metal frame and the vinyl babiche, and then the plastic clip-in for your foot. And then we also have the old school style of snowshoe, which is the wooden frame, the rawhide babiche. You know, it's a little more rustic.
I'm thinking if you like to go ice skating, sledding, you're looking for outdoor activities to do in the wintertime, keep this in mind. This is something you can do too.
Yeah, it's great exercise, you know, in the wintertime, way to get out and burn off some calories. So
I like it. Like you can eat your Christmas dinner and then go do this.
For sure. Yeah.
Again, this is cool. Surratt Nature Center always giving you stuff to do, of course, all the time. You can check out surratt.com, like them on Facebook. I would just say sign up and become a member, and you'll get all this cool stuff that we just talked about, details on it in the mail. Anything else I'm missing, Mike? Will you come back and see me in a few months?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Thanks for being here today, and enjoy, hopefully, some snowfall soon.
Yes.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest.